A Girl Just Wants to Have Fun by Jack and Ginger. Friday, 10:16 a.m. A text from Ginger. Listen up and listen good. You're going to get yourself hard. I mean really hard. Whatever you need to do, just get your cock stiff. You're going to come to my office where I'll be waiting, and then you'll fuck me. But you can't come. Neither one of us can come. Then, when I say we're done, you will obey me. I want you to wipe my wet pussy with my underwear. Then I want you to put them on and stuff your cock and balls in my wet little panties. You will wear my wet, lacy undies the rest of the day. Don't disappoint me. You got it? Hey everyone, this is Ginger. It was just one of those days, you know, ladies, when you're getting ready in the morning and you just feel good. It's a good hair day, and you decide to put on some sexy matching lingerie and an outfit you know you look great in. Taking a couple of extra looks in the mirror to check yourself out. Yep, I woke up feeling good, and I was horny. Not every day is like that for us girls, so we need to take advantage of those days when we have them, right? I had also recently been waxed, and I just felt sexy. I was in my home office. My work day was slow, so I decided to read a few Mary Cheat stories, and I was getting worked up over a kinky dom sub story that I didn't even know could turn me on as it did. I couldn't help but slip my hand down under my leggings and caress my swollen lips and clit over my moistening, sexy lace panty. Ugh, it felt good to touch myself in my silky wetness, gliding my hand over the fabric. I started thinking kinky thoughts about Jack. That's the fun of reading Mary Cheat. It opens up to new ideas and thoughts that you never considered before. It's also a gift of marriage as you age to let go of inhibitions and allow yourself to delve into kinky things that you might not have considered earlier in your marriage. So, I decided to send Jack the text above in a slightly more dominant voice than normal for me. But I was so horny and I wanted him to come get me and just fuck me hard. The thought was making me throb. I didn't want it to end too quickly, though. I wanted to be horny like this all day. I wanted him riding this wave with me. I thought about my wet panties lying there on the floor after he fucked me, and I wondered how his cock would feel if constrained in my wet, tight lace underwear wrapped around it. I never asked him to wear my underwear before. The thought had never entered my mind, but it did at that moment, and for some reason the idea made me wet and horny. So I wrote the text, hit the send button, and then got nervous. It's that immediate reaction after you send a sexy message and hope that, first of all, you actually sent it to your husband and not your mom. Then the second thought hits. Oh no, he's working. He's going to think that's dumb and that I'm a whacked out wife. But I'd already hit send. I couldn't retrieve it. So I sat in my office across the house from his office and waited. And waited. Then more thoughts. Did he read it yet? What's he thinking? What's he doing? Will he come to get me? I hope it turned him on. Jack. I had gotten up early this morning, grabbed my coffee, and quickly got dressed. Oftentimes, I'll go into my office in the morning before showering and just throw on a pair of jeans, commando, a t-shirt, and a baseball cap to start my day. This particular morning, I was busy with lots of phone calls and emails. I had no idea that Ginger was in her office feeling horny and kinky, and I didn't immediately see or open her text. Several minutes later, I received another text from a coworker, which prompted me to open her text and read it. My thoughts went like this. What's this? Whoa! Hell yes, I'm in! Over the years, our sex life has evolved and only gotten better with age, but this was new territory for her, and to send me a text telling me what I'm going to do, it was one of the hottest texts she'd ever sent me, and I was immediately rock hard. I got up and walked to her office. When I came in, she sat at her desk with one leg up on it and her shirt off, just wearing a sheer bra and her form-fitting leggings. She had a hand on her breast and the other under her waistband fingering herself. Damn, she looked sexy. And I was smiling as I walked in, but Ginger was not. You made me wait too long. Don't make me wait like that again. Now get your cock out and fuck me like I told you, before I change my mind. I could just fuck myself and make you watch. I took off my shirt and unbuttoned my pants, sliding them down to reveal my hard shaft, ready to obey her commands. Well, at least you listened and got your dick hard. Is that what took you so long, huh? Were you playing with your cock? Get that thing over here and fuck me. Wow. She stayed in dominant character and I loved it. She stood up and slid off her leggings and turned around with her ass facing me, just standing there in her lacy bra and panty. She put her hands on the desk and said, "You're gonna get over here and feel how wet those panties are for you, then slip them down and get your cock in my pussy. But if you come like a naughty boy, you won't get to come for a whole week. You got it?" "Yes, ma'am," I replied. "Good, now fuck me." I approached her. My hand started low on her inner thighs and slid slowly up between her legs until I felt her panties. It was covered in her wetness, and I rubbed her lips, then grabbed her ass cheeks and pushed my cock into her ass crack. Ginger let out a moan and spread her legs a little wider, so I pulled her panties down over her ass, leaving them on just below the curve of her buttocks. I took my cock in hand and slid it down her ass crack. My pre-cum made it easy to glide down and tease her tight asshole before going lower and finally thrusting hard into her. "Oh, my God, baby, yes, fuck your dirty wife. Yes, ram me good." My hips thrust back and forth, pounding her tight sex hole, and my body smacked her ass as I thrust in and out of her. Ugh, it felt so good, and then all of a sudden, she pushed me away. "That's it. That's all you get, you horny, naughty boy. If you're good, I'll give you a little more later." Ginger slid down her panty and with one foot kicked them towards me. "Here's your underwear. Now clean my pussy up and put them on. I want to watch you stuff your cock into them." Ginger sat on her desk and spread her legs, motioning for me to come and clean her up. I took her panty and wiped her freshly waxed lips, and then I pushed them into her pussy and finger fucked her with her own panty. "Enough! Now I want to watch you slide them on." I did what she told me. I slid her lace panty up over my ass and then stuffed my balls and cock inside. Ginger got up and came over to kiss me. Kissed me on the lips, then grabbed my cock and looked down. "Mama, I think I like your cock stuffed in my lacy wet underwear. I bet your cock will be thinking about my pussy all day." She was right about that. When she knelt and licked my cock through the lace fabric, my cock throbbed. After a few moments of teasing my shaft with her tongue, she got up, kissed me on the lips one more time, then pushed me and said, "Get dressed and get out of my office. I have work to do. I'll text you again later. But don't make me wait again." Jack's interpretation of part one of the story is pretty accurate. I actually enjoyed playing the dominant one this go around, and getting a little kinky was fun. It was just one of those days when, you know, a girl just wants to have fun. Enjoy your kinky side once in a while and keep it hot. Stay tuned for our sequel.